AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, in his first primetime address, talks about the terrible year the people of this country have endured.
While it was different for everyone, we all lost something. A collective suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us.
During the speech, Biden also said his goal of 100 million vaccinations in 100 days will be met by his 60th day in office. He has added another goal.
All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1.
The president says on top of that eligibility, his administration is determined to make it easier and more efficient for people to be vaccinated, including adding thousands more people to the effort to do one thing: return to normal.
And for all of you asking when things will get back to normal, here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus.
A majority of New York State legislators, at least 121, 59 Democrats, are demanding the resignation of Governor Andrew Cuomo. An article in yesterday's Times Union newspaper in Albany reported that an unidentified aide claimed Cuomo reached under her shirt and fondled her after summoning her to his official residence late last year. Cuomo said he never touched anyone inappropriately. Deborah Katz, who represents another accuser, says Cuomo's defense is troubling.
He says he didn't make women, he didn't know he was making women uncomfortable. It's not the obligation of women who are subordinate employees, 40 years his junior, to say, "Governor, you're making me uncomfortable." It is his responsibility to follow the law.
A lawyer for the governor says she reported the groping allegation made against him to police after the woman involved declined to press charges herself. Cuomo has repeatedly said he will not resign. This is AP News. In stocks, the S&P 500 rose 1%, adding 40 points in its third straight record high. The Dow added 188 points to close at 32,485, a second straight all-time high. The Nasdaq gained 329 points. A number of rare coins and stamps go up for auction by Sotheby's in New York in June. Richard Austin, Sotheby's Luxury Division Vice President, says there are a trio of one-of-a-kind items, including a 1933 gold double eagle U.S. coin, worth $10 to $15 million. Then there's a British Guiana 1-cent magenta stamp found by a 12-year-old shuffling through some papers, and a sheet of four inverted Jenny U.S. stamps. The biplanes on the stamps are printed upside down. Austin says a famous television character had a run-in with one of those.
Maybe one of the items that's most in the public consciousness in that I think there was a Simpsons episode where Homer goes to a garage sale and passes up buying one of these.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.